Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. New Year's resolutions 4 weeks later, or blame and shame versus review and do a do-over. Well, dear listeners, if you haven't been tuning in to checkup from the neck up the last few years, and slimy shame on you if you haven't, but if you have, you know that 45% of us who make New Year's resolutions succeed after 6 months compared to 4% who don't make resolutions. Amazing, huh? What a difference a resolution makes. How about me? A year plus ago, I told you about my resolve to spend 90 minutes a day writing my book. Well, even though I put it in my schedule, also a good idea, I didn't. Not even close. Now, I could make what we psychology types call the fundamental attribution error and blame and shame myself alone, attribute the whole problem to me, and call myself a despicable human being who failed. But more useful when we don't meet a goal is to look back and review the whole situation, including ourselves, see what interfered, and make a new plan to solve the big picture problem. So what happened for me? Well, to start, number one, my 98-year-old mom passed away about a year ago, having named me executor of her will. And two, not being a professional executor, I made a wildly unrealistic estimate that I'd be done with the will stuff in a week. A week, no kidding. But I just finished now. So subtract about 30 writing minutes a day over the whole year for that. And three, I hurt my sacroiliac about the same time. Sacro what, you say? Yeah, that's what I said. Something in the lower back that hurts. And four, not being a spring chicken anymore, the stretch and tone repair has taken about 60 writing minutes every day. No kidding. So subtract that 60 and that 30 from the 90, and we get the big zip. So I feel better already with a broader view and my new plan. I'm going to use that better energy to start writing with that the will is done 30 minutes a day. How about you? What's your plan? I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.